Ipamagat po ng aking papele. When Jose Salting Wakubagi City, Tegel, Philippines. Natatapala po kung mag-intriga, para kay sabi po ng Samarayano. Of the many places here in abroad that Jose Sal visited, many are wishful that at some point our national hero could have resided in their town. The Baguio City in the province of Tegel is no exception. According to Benedicto Alhambra, City Tourism Officer of Baguio City, City old-timers claim that Rizal Park, located on Shannon Street, spelled by Shannon, S-H, Shannon Street, across the Baguio City Hall and Vernon Park, boasted not only a station of the National Hero, who which served as a memorial, but also a bench where people could relax and while away the time. So meron po picture dyan, Umang Burnham Park or yung Burnham Lake po natin. So yung lawa po, kung mapapansin ninyo yung buong mga infrastructure ay bawing pa. So the next, yung po maintenance circle kung saan nakalocate talaga yung monument ni Rizal. And yung next po na picture, mapapansin ninyo yung buong po ng mga infrastructure, same site po, from Session Road po yung shop niya. Kung mapapansin ninyo, buong na sementado na po yung infrastructure. According po yan sa Baguio Yearbook po, Baguio City Yearbook po, na 1928 po itong picture na to. Kaya kung yung isa po kasi picture, mas nauna, wala po date. Kaya kung mapapansin ninyo, mas earlier po yung ano na yan, yung buha, yung shot na yan, same po yung point of view from Session Road. So mapapansin ninyo yung dating tapos po yung magandang itaas ng Peninsula na ito po yung municipio ng Baguio City. So yung tatlo pong picture, yan naman po from City Hall point of view. So yung katabi po from left, kung mapapansin niya, sa inyo pong perspective po, no? Sa left po niya, yun po yung UCCT Church, United Christ. Tapos yung, eto naman po yung Peninsula. Yan po yung pinabanggit ng mga old-timers ng Baguio na maaari po daw nilagupan yung monument ni Rizal. At nagkakaunan po, nakakalikot yung shop na ito kung sa monument. So, yun po. In March 1945, the heavy bombing of the U.S. Army aircraft all but left Baguio City level. Among establishments that survived and still remains standing is the Baguio City Cathedral, or the Parish of Our Lady of Atonement. According to Monsignor Andres Pasalan, almost 1,000 persons sought refuge inside the church, and many were crowded outside, all hoping to enter but could no longer fit inside. And when the bombs fell, only the cathedral and the lucky few inside were miraculously spared. All those outside were tragically killed. According to Lingua Conde Prieto in her article, 100 Years of Red School, the school's old city hall also survived the bombing. The building was used as hospital by the Japanese forces who treated their wounded there. Unfortunately, the carpet bombing of the American forces during World War II from September 1939 to 1949 destroyed the original Rizal Monument in the park. It was only through the auspices of former city mayor Alfonso Cabora, who served from January 11, 1954 to December 10, 1959, and the Baguio City that the new Rizal Monument was built and erected on December 30, 1957 at its original site on Shannon Street. This time, a cast at the base of Rizal was mounted and a pillar constructed above the stone, a kind of pinkish limestone commonly found in the city. Interestingly, the eyes are made of semi-precious stones that are said to sparkle in the moonlight. In front of the monument are the words, "Never was the human sentiment of patriotism magnified and elevated to such heights as the story of this obscure man of the belated Malay race." At the Battle of the Monument, the title, The Father of Asian Nationalism, and a short biography can be found. These words are fitting tribute to Rizal, who has remained a favorite among Baguio residents. The park is surrounded by trees. There are lights that provide illumination at night. There is also a fountain at the center of the park. To safeguard the space against vandals, a chain has been placed around the park. In 2008, the Rizal Commercial Banking Corporation, RCBC, and the Echeco Group of Companies decided to renovate the park. Ms. Lorna Marcos, manager of RCBC, claimed that renovation work consisted of cleaning the stone marker, including the cast of Rizal's face and painting of the fence. A marker citing the efforts of both institutions was also erected. The proponents officially turned over their project to the city government on December 18, 2008. To ensure that the beautification project would not go to waste, Ms. Del Alhambra stated that the Rizal monument should remain closed and would only be open to the public during important occasions and activities. Jose Rizal was among the Filipino scholars of his time who were given the opportunity to study overseas. He allegedly thought that these fellow Filipinos would also be granted the right to study, learn and mold their minds and consciousness through the establishments of a system of education in their country. This design bears many similarities to the facts that Baguio City has taken. The people of Baguio have always embraced the notion of Baguio as the center of education in Northern Luzon. Maria Elena Cagpagalipa terms the city as the education center of the North. In 2010, according to reports, almost 60,000 students enrolled in many universities and colleges in the city. St. Louis University, 27661, University of Contreras. University of Baguio, UB, 12,200. University of the Philippines, Baguio, 2,446. Pine City Colleges, 2,119. Baguio Central University, 1,904. BCT Bed College, 900. Eastern College, 659. National University, Baguio, 690. AMA Computer College, 611. And the statistics continue to grow. Slowly, Baguio is producing more and more top-notchers. The University of the Cordilleras, formerly Baguio College's foundation. For one, has produced two more top-notchers, Janet P. Abel in 1998 and Noel Neil Q. Malinbani in 2006. The Dr. Jose Rizal Elementary School in Barangay Pakdal was allegedly established after World War II. When it was founded, it took in some students from the Baguio Teachers Club. As the school grew, the students and faculty from Teachers Club eventually transferred to Pakdal. Today, more than 2,000 students are enrolled at the school. Baguio has also been experiencing the effects of the Korean wave. More and more Koreans are tapping to the city to learn English. It cannot be denied that apart from its school climate, Baguio is known to be a city of the English language and American culture. I have spoken of the spirit of Rizal coming up to Baguio as embodied in the monuments erected in his honor. But if indeed Rizal were to have physically come up to Baguio, he could have contributed much more. Some of these could have seen in a more effective water system, a more organized and updated medical system, and a more efficient environmental system, which Rizal painstakingly installed during his exile in the Pitan, Zamboanga del Norte. And if Crystal did happen to come up to Baguio, perhaps he could have empathized with our ignorant brothers who experienced oppression at the hands of the Spanish during the Madrid Exposition in 1887. While touring Europe on his 26th birthday, Crystal heard news about a group of immigrants being exhibited at the Exposición de las Islas Filipinas at the city zoological garden. An irate Crystal wrote to his friend Ferdinand Dumitri, "I have worked hard against this degradation of my fellow Filipinos, that they should not be exhibited among the animals and plants, but I was helpless. I would rather that they all go sick and die, so they would suffer no more. Let the Philippines forget that her sons have been treated like this, to be exhibited and ridiculed." Okay. Ironically, this experience of exhibition for exotic purposes was repeated during the American colonial period, the most famous being at the St. Louis Exposition, where an entire immigrant village was on display. Despite this, it was in Baguio City, and Ibaloy Mateo Carino took to the courts his struggle for indigenous peoples right to own their ancestral lands. The Rizal family had similar conflicts with the Spanish over their rights to their land. According to an entry by Juana Carino in 1909, the Supreme Court of the United States came up with this decision 1 year after Mateo Carino's death. The court ruled that the property grabbed and unceremoniously squatted upon by the American military for the purpose of establishing this club was not public land. It was in fact private property by native title, and that it belonged to Mateo Carino. This justice achieved by this decision during awarding the return of ancestral land to Mateo Carino, its rightful owner, can be considered real heroism. Other heroes include the indigenous peoples who fought in World War II. There were 26,000 of these soldiers, among whom were Colonel Francisco Pimparaan and Lieutenant Aventure Stefan, who fought the American troops for lasting freedom for the country. In the 1980s, a barangay captain from Bugnay, Pilay, Kalinga, defended his people's rights in a manner innocent of his son. McLean Dulal opposed the construction of the Chico River Dam project on four counts. The river is sacred, the dam would only create chaos, the dam would only destroy their rich cultural heritage, and the dam would destroy their means of livelihood. McLean Dulal was shot and killed by the Philippine military on April 24, 1980. Mateo Carino, Francisco Paran, Ovencio Esteban, the World War II veterans, McLean Dulal and Jose Rizal may never have crossed paths, but their desire to enlighten their countrymen in many ways were very much the same. Jose Rizal may never have set foot in Baguio City, but his spirit and legacy of improving oneself through education and sharing his knowledge with one's community remains very much alive in the city of Pines today.